Pastor Bayigas, you have you heard us. There's a shinui in the difference between in the two parshas. Miketz ends up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that it ends up with Yehuda saying yes, that we're wrong. Says Vayemelahem, Vayemel Yehuda, Manoim Ladeni, Manegabe, Manegstadik, Lokimotzes Savan Chadech, and so on. Then Yosef says, Cholil Lemiatzeis, Zeis Ha'ish, Ashenim Tzegvir Biyadoi, Uyel Levet Hemalul Hashem Avichem. And then Yehuda jumps in and starts the whole parish of Ha'ish of Yehuda, Vayemel Biyadoini, and so on and so forth. The Chura, I mean, he was very happy before. Not happy, but he was okay with everybody being guilty and everybody being taken as a vodim, which would include Binyamin as well. And if Yaakov Avinu would die by having Binyamin not come home, he certainly would die with nobody coming home. And he didn't say anything. He just said, "Yes, you're right. Manayma, manidaba, manitzadav. We have no carrots." Vayigash, he starts off saying that, yes, you know. He starts arguing and so on and so forth. Understand the difference, what's between, what changed over here and why did it happen. Chazal say over here that Vayigash, we find Chazal say that there's Gisha L'Dairin, Gisha L'Tfila, Gisha L'Pius, and Gisha L'Muchama. Gisha L'Muchama, Gisha L'Pius, and Gisha L'Tfila. Mela, the three things by Esav, it says by Yaakov and Esav that he was making himself the Dairin, but Phil Muhammad, that says in the Psukim. In other words, he prepared a mincha, he prepared, he davened a Kadosh Baruch Hu with a whole taina, and so on. That's the second one. And then he has and then he prepared to go against the Machnas. There is Mukhar in the Psukim that you have the three Mahalchim. Over here in the Psukim itself, it's not Mukhar at all. I mean, he spoke to him to be kosher for him. Not clear. I mean, the Pashto words are Amasamatan. And Chazal Darshan from the word Bayigash, all three in Yonim. And Chazal say the reason is because Matsanu, there's a Gisha for Nochama, there's a gisha for Pius, and there's a gisha for Tfila. And it's very strange to dash all the Vayigash, it's not Mukhna Psukim at all. More than that, the gisha in Nuchama and Tfila, Mela that was in the parasha by Esav, over there the Nyanim are in Yanim that are practical. Now, there are three ways to deal with Esav. One way was to try to buy him off, one was to try to fight him, and one was to depend totally on Rachmi Shemayim. So the three Eitzes are just three, they don't have to have anything to do with each other. There's three different Eitzes that would have worked. In the Mice of over here with Yehuda and Yosef, the Chazal darshit from the word Vayigash. So they say the word Vayigash is in three places. You find Gisha for Pius, you find Gisha for Muhammad, and it brings a pasuk on all of them. And then, by the Gisha of Muhammad, it says by Yoav, by Yigash, and then it says Gisha in Pius by Bnei Yehuda that went to Yoshua. And then you have Gisha for Tfila, like by Yoav, it says by Yigash. So all three of them would have to learn. Would have to learn from the word Vayigash. So Mela, Nuchama, and Pius are two types of gisha which are sort of they oppose each other. There's a gish like this and a gish like this. One to fight, one to come close. The Vayigash of Tefillah, first of all, it's not of the same nature as the other Vayigash. The other Vayigash means to approach. So you need to approach somebody in order to get close to him. You need to approach somebody to hurt him, for Muhammad. But the Tefillah is you approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a very different type of Vayigash. It's not God, then if the Vayigash meant Tefillah, it wouldn't be Vayigash Elov, it would be Vayigash in general. There's something there that is, it's different than the other two Vayigash, and it's jarring. It doesn't have any real shaykhas. Yes, we found a pasuk says Vayigash Elyo, but where would we stick it into these Inyanim over here? And it's very different than the Inyanim in Vayishlach, because over there, those were practical approaches. They don't have to be connected really to each other. They're just to redefine them in which to deal with the problem. The Chazal over here, Darshan in the Pasuk, in the Parsha of Vayigash, they Darshan here the Inyan of Arvus. And Chazal say, it's very not clear picture of is it good or is it not good. They bring a pasuk, Vayigash of Yehuda, Vayimah, Bi Adoni, and so on. So he brings a pasuk in Mishle, Bini, Imarafta lo ye'echa, Mekashta me'ficha, if you've taken on arvus for somebody else, and if you've made a mistake in what you said, you're nichshel, Asei zois v'natzel. Omer b'chanina, brach min sholosh v'dark v'sholosh. Run away from three inyanim and take on three inyanim. Brach min ha'mekdoinois, min ha'miunim, don't accept Arevis. Ikodin, Mion, and Arevis don't accept. Idovik, Bechlitza, Farznorm, of Hashem, and Haver. Zavos Shalom is fine, but Arevis is not good. Dova Acha Bni Marafto Echo Ze Yehuda. Anoiche Vena, Tekatza Kapecha, Mjorit Vachena Kashmi Ficha, and Vavese Elecha. So Lemais Chazal Darshan about Yehuda. And l'chura, the connotation l'gabi Yehuda is positive. I mean, Yehuda taking off. This is the place where Yehuda comes to godless. So the mashmos over here definitely is a positive mashmos in terms of Yehuda's involvement. And yet the pasuk and the beginning of Chazal is harchek. Min ha'arevus, it's a halacha. Rav Chanina says those are things a person should not do. So where do you have the when is it? When should a person be misrachik from it, and when should a person take it on? That's very not clear. Yehuda seems to have done the biggest ma'aser. Anecha Avena is from the big ma'asim, and the pasuk and Rav Chanina say that brach min ha'arevus. So let's try to understand a little bit. Let's start out with the first inyan that we mentioned about the differences between when is arvus good arvus, when is it not good arvus, and we'll see from there. The Chazal Bemis themselves bring the parasha of the same parasha of Yehuda in another context. And over there, I think there's more of a gusha of what's, where is it good, where is it not good. It's in Yisrael. Amr ibn Nechemya. Bni, imarachto re'echa. Zeh asha makosu bni imarachto re'echa. Amr ibn Nechemya, nemra ala chaveirim. It says about chaveirim. Kol ayomim sh'odam chove le'ichbas le'bitzim le'nenesh alof. Let's go back to our Chazal a second, and let's understand what is the opposite of arvus. Now, it's what's the midah that would be opposite of arvus? So Chazal amamshich over here. They say kihine amalochim noyadu over yachdom. Kings got together; they appointed a time for a duel, so to speak, and a lot of fury was aroused. Kihine amalochim ze Yehuda v'Yosef. The two kings over here are Yehuda and Yosef. Ovru yachdov zenis male evral zev zenis male evral zev. They got they became full of fury at each other. Hemro came to Mahu, people looked around, Aitim Anashim Shar Eyu, if Hal Nechpazu, Lech Echov, Oda Chazosam Sham. This is all dashing the Pasik and Tehillim. Elu Ashvatim, Omru, the Shvatim said as following, Melachim Medainim Eluim Elu, Onu Ma Ichpas Lanu. Kings are fighting with each other, why should that be our concern? Yoel Melach Medainim Melach, a king should fight with a king. Vayigash elav Yehuda, echad be'echad yigashu zayuda v'yosef. V'ruach layav v'beinayem, elu ashvatim. Amr, they said, melachim medainin elum elu, onu ma'ichpaslam. So you have two mamari chazal with the same nusach, and both of them have the same inyan, that there's a difference between melachim, that melachim ha'medainin zeh mzeh, onu ma'ichpaslam. So the opposite need of arvus is onu ma'ichpaslon. That's the opposite. And let's take a look over here. It says, "B'nim rafta zeicha amem nechemim nema lachaverim." It's talking about a group of people together. Kol ayomim shadam chaver loyichpas loybetzibur veinenesh olav. As long as people are together, doesn't concern him what other people are doing, and he's not nenesh. Nismane adam beroish benotel talis. The person dons a cloak of godless, he becomes head of something. He shouldn't say that, I have to do what's important for me, I don't care about the tzibur. If he sees somebody doing wrong to somebody else, So let's understand over here the aside. There is when two inyanim, two nivroim in the bria, the emes don't need to have a shaykh with each other. And the two things, the first description of the relationship is ma'ich paslot. There is no need that I should care or be concerned about the other chayfets. I can help, I can do a chesed, I can, whatever it is, that's very nice. But I don't have to, it's not my concern. Everything is created for Atzmoy. Is good for everything. You know, it's every single being is responsible for itself, and b'meila, that's its mitzias, and I don't need to worry about the other one. Chesed is chesed, stucker is stucker, that's fine, but that's it. That is the normal mahalach in the bria. When there's an inyan of malchus in the bria, which is a zelum aseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. The malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides the stunakudis here, the melech is me'achet the am. It's vayishama shol as ha'am, shol brought together the am. It's because the melech becomes the central nekuda of the tzibur, and the ma'ichpaslon of the tzibur is chal on the melech. In other words, malchus means that if it's my achrayas, just like a father is the head of a family because the achrayas of the family is on him, anyone that has a shem malchus, anything that has in itself a mahalach malchus, that becomes the mahalach of Arevis. It's not my ichpaslon, it's ichpaslon. It's by its very definition. Just like what makes the tzibur one tzibur is that one, it's not only that one dictator. A dictator is telling each and every person what to do. And that's called that's not a malchus, that's memshala, and it's all it says is that Reuven can get his bakashas by telling every other person what to do. That's it. So the umah doesn't become one umah through a meishel. A meishel doesn't make the umah into one umah. Malchus makes the am into one am, because the am becomes one focal point. There's one focal point to the am, because the melech is the one who is the ichpaslon. It's his achrayus to see that everything is done the way it should be done. That's the mahalach of Malchus and Arevis Nebriya. So there's a mahalach of a normal mahalach, where inyanim are separate, and b'meila they don't need to be, they should not have a shayach to each other. So l'mashal, the pasuk tells you that Arevis is not a good thing. And Rav Hanina says a person should be marfik himself from Arevis, and that's telling me that, l'mashal, if a person is struggling to swim and someone else struggling to hold the other person, is begging that you yourself be dragged down with him. So a person should not get into Arevis, because Arevis is something that is it attaches liabilities to yourself for no reason in the world. That is Arevis, and that's why the right thing is Mishrachikim. It's not a game. So Chazal are telling us the liability of Arevis. Arevis is not a joke. If you accept Arevis for somebody else, if you respect responsibility, whatever tchum, then you are very responsible. You become, instead of that person, a certain way, and it's not just a word. You say, okay, you can hire him, you can marry him, you can lend him money. All of the above means that you become achroi, and that's a very, very big responsibility. That's what Chazal and Boyd call Arevis. Malchus, that's what the other Chazal tell you. When Chaverim come around, each one has his own thing, and that's it. Malchus, by definition, is the Kabbalas Arevus of the people. And it's Adrabba. If a person says, my Ichpaslan, when he's a Melech, then he's not fulfilling his Malchus. The Achrayus of everyone is on him, whether it's an Avera, whether it's a Sichsuch, whatever it is, that person becomes the Achroi. That's the Chalukah that Chazal made between the two parishes. So we have Chazal are telling us, are teaching us two inyanim. One, the tremendous achrayas of Arevis, and the melech shouldn't be taken lightly. And the reason a person should not undertake Arevis is because he doesn't have an idea of what the responsibility of it is. The second half of Chazal is that Malchus is Arevis, and that if a person has a Malchus, then it's not just the pshat, he has a job to make sure things are right. He becomes the one that does achroi fit. Reb Chaim Shlavitz used to say, always is one of his more famous shmuzim, he brought a chazal on, it's a Tosefta in Brachos. It says, why was Yehuda Zeichel a Malchus? It's very interesting. Reb Chaim learned, though, if you look at the Chazal, the Tosefta, the Pashto Pshat is a little bit different in old Inyanim. But Reb Chaim found a Tzara Shava. It says, the Skenim came in, I don't remember to whom it was, and they were done, why was Yehuda Zeichel to Malchus? So one says, because he said, Mabet Sakina, Gena V'chisino Es Domai. So Reb Chaim learned up, It was not the etzem saving him, because tachlis he was done in lemisah of the other brothers. So I mean, he was responsible in saving him. But Reb Chaim said, and again the brayse it's mashal, the brayse is kutnei shehitzel. But Reb Chaim learned off the end of the pasuk. It says v'chisinu es domoi. so he said, if you're doing something that you can't take responsibility for, you shouldn't do it. Not the etzemais itself, they were done, that is chayv misa. But if the v'chisina is dumb, if you have to come along and say, chayarach, los, torah of terach, and the chisina is domai, that's where you lost it. So in other words, the midah of Yehuda was a midah that he needed to take responsibility for it. And b'meila, the chrayas of the other person is on him. The chrayas of the mice is on him. In other words, you can't shake off a mice that you did. You need to become the one that's achroy with it. He learned of Reb Chaim. The other one, like that, also says the hoyd of leibosh. Reb Chaim learns that the midah was she was willing to take responsibility for it, and she said that amhara to the one the mishachay semes and the psilim and the makla his. She was saying there's an anonymous here. Somebody who should be taking responsibility for the ma'isa is not taking responsibility for it. Are you going to step up and take responsibility or not? That was the point of the ma'isa. And taking on, it wasn't the midah that he wanted to do tshuva so much, or it was the etzem midah of being achroi for what you did. That's the length of those two. And a third man Yama says that it's the vayigash of Yehuda, to which someone asked in the Braisa, for that he said it in Necha Aveno. So Reb Chaim learns that itself, it's not a percha on that cheetah, but he was saying that the Vayigash of Yehuda comes from the midah of a Necha Aveno. That was the Maisa, and that's a reason for Malchus. You don't have to come on, it's not the Maisa Gvura that he did for a Necha Aveno, but it's the etzem arvus is that ma'isa. So Chazal are saying over here that the ma'isa of malchus, shnei melachim is goyish zebazed, means in the world of malchus is where it makes a difference. The ichpaslon is at the level of malchus. The person who's not a melach, his approach is v'chima ichpaslon. That's the way Chazal is setting up the Vayigash. I think in the psukim that we asked, what changed over here, I think that's the same nekuda. In until now, when he said he'll take everybody, then there wasn't a shail of arvus. He told him you did an avera, and you're all going to become avodim. So there was no makom for the midah of arvus to be nesayir. But when Yosef said that I'm going to take just him, and because he's the one who did the avera, and you're innocent, over there Yehuda said anecha avena, that he's not the one. Since I took achrayus, I'm the one that's chayiv and not him. That's what he said. That's what changed over here. I want to go another step with the Zinyan. Until now there's a midah of every being stands with Ne'atzmai, and that midah is called the midah, we call it the Chima Ichpaslon. If a person doesn't feel that he has any need to get involved, it's not his responsibility. There's a midah called Arevus, and that midah of Arevus is a midah of Malchus, and that is the midah of Malchus, where something that's not part of it physically can also become a chelek of it. There's an extraordinary Gemara. There's a musig in kinyanim. There is no such thing as a kinyan b'dibur. The only kinyanim b'maisa work. You need the gemara stas, pashto pshat. There's one area that's different. That's arvus. An arev says, "Lend him the money, and I'm an arev." He becomes an arev. You lend him the money. And the gemara asks in Bavasra, Kuf Ayin Gimel. Where do you know Arif? The Rashbam says, where do you know that Arif? How can a person be Meshab himself with Diba Bilvat? So the Gemara brings a raya from Anoche Avena, Abayas. So the Gemara says that that's a different type of Arif, Arif Kavlan. So then the Gemara says it's a Svara. It's a Svara that a person that the person becomes of the chayis. So the Gemara asks, it's an asmachta. The Gemara brings two psukim. The Gemara asks, it's an asmachta ba'alma. Asmachta meaning the klal is anytime a person says di, it's asmachta ba'alma. In other words, a person says, yeah, the house burns down, I'll pay for it. So there we say, even with a kinyan doesn't work, because asmachta ba'alma. The person doesn't really think it'll happen. It's a far-fetched. So Arevis is also a form of asmachta. So the Gemara says, by he anor, that the person lends, by his say-so, from a Shabbat nafshe. And the Rashbam says that the person is so happy that he's being trusted and they're lending it, it's as if it's lent to him directly. In other words, it's not the pshat that you are... It's not the pshat that you're paying if, but rather you become a chelik in the halva itself. Rashbam of Mayach, I don't want to go to the sugya that has moshas with kablonis, but al kapanim, the main nakuda is that every asmachta is the e on the far side that it'll burn down or something happened to it, then I'm paying for it. So we say a person doesn't entertain that thought really, and the mail is not kind of. Arevis is the pshat, the etzem halvah is being made with the Arav together. It's not an insurance policy on the halvah, but rather the etzem itzias. So it's still missing something. So why does Dibra work? You can't make a knoh. A halvah needs, if you say somebody, I'm lending you $100 until you don't give it to him, it's not a halvah. I mean, where is there that you don't need that? Why, Taka, don't you need some sort of Maisa Kinyan? Where do you find that Diba Ba'alma is Mechayiv a person? And Behiya no, Moshe Kesef, if you give somebody $1 million, there's no Kinyan. On those in Yonah that Kesef's not Kainer, the Hanos, all the Hanos in the world don't make him a Chayiv. So if I give somebody $1,000 in common or for somebody else's Chayiv, it's still nothing. There's no, Behiya no, you don't find ever works if you need a Maisa. So what's the pshat of it? Why does it work? But, I mean, it's within itself. It's in halacha. Balko panim, the blush of the pasuk is imarafta lazar takata kapecha. It's you stuck a hand into the other person. In other words, every ma'isa kinyan is a physical ma'isa that attaches me to that chayfetz. I pull the chayfetz, I magbir the chayfetz, I take another chayfetz in its stead. In the olam of kinyanim, unless there's some physical kesher with the chayfetz, I'm not shaykh to it. In other words, what's my kesher with that cow? I said I'll take it. Yes, I'm not taking it. Dibur is a problem because dibur doesn't work in our world because it's dvarim ba'alma. This world is a physical world and things are what they are. If I picked up this chayfetz, then it's mine. Physical contact, physical movement, even physical exchange. But I took another chayfetz. I took a zmachlif para b'chamar. I took the para, so then the chamar becomes yours. This is a world of ma'isim, and in olam ma'isim, things that are physical work. Things that are not physical don't work. They don't have a metzias. So if I take the money from you, I'm the loiver. If I don't take the money from you, but I just say I'm going to pay you, that's nothing. In the Olam of Malchus, it says, Dvar Melech Shulten. A Melech works by Amiras Pelavad. A Moshel is somebody that's physically involved, he physically is Koyfez Das. The only way you can force them to do what you want is physically. Telling somebody to do something is not going to get anywhere if he doesn't want to do it. I take a stick to him, if I threaten him, so there it's shayach to impose my will. So Memshallah imposes its will by physical meisim. That's memshalah. Malchus, it's not the pshat that it imposes its will by physical force. Adarabah, because everything becomes mitzurah to one guf, then just like the hands do what the head wants, and you don't have to force your hands to do what you want to do, you don't have to force your feet to go where you want to go, they automatically follow you. That's malchus. The necha avena means that it becomes a chelek of one mitzias. It's the shoulders of everything rests on the kasfei amelah. The mela, everything follows them automatically. It becomes part of mitzias. Dibur means all you need to do is communicate the ruts. There doesn't need to be a push. In all kinyanim work where I take something from you. What I take is not yours anymore. What you gave is not yours anymore. That's Olam HaMaisa. All kinyanim work by delineating the distinction between prat and prat. It was my kli. I gave it to you. You gave it to him. That's the mahalachim of kinyanim, of physical kinyanim. The mahalach of arevus is the only mahalach where I'm mitzarev myself to somebody else's mahalachim, even though I don't get anything out of it. There is nothing I'm getting out of it. It's a Kabbalah Sachrayas. The world of Kabbalah Sachrayas belongs to the world of Malchus, not to the world of Memshalah. And B'meila, it can be B'dibur. It's the only Inyan, it's so different than Kinyanim. In Kinyanim, Asmachta means, Fakert, I don't think it's going to happen. A person who's irresponsible, who runs outside even when it's dangerous because he's not responsible. I don't think it'll happen. Even an irresponsible person doesn't stick his finger into an electric socket where he knows he's going to electrocute it. But an irresponsible person will run across the street when cars are running back and forth because he's lacking in my ichpasle. He's lacking, it doesn't affect him. Masha'in came. Hanor that a person is being trusted, it's not like the hanor of getting $1,000. That hanor is a physical hanor. So for that, there's klolim. And asmachta, we assume the person doesn't think it'll happen. There's no gemir das. The hanor of arevus, that on my say-so, you're lending him money, is a different world of hanor. It belongs to the oilam of malchus, the oilam of achrayis, and b'meila, it works over there. That is as how the mitzias of Arevus works in the Bria. Let's go back to the Aschola. It says in we said in Vayigash that when Chazal say there's a gisha for three things, there's a gisha for Pius, a gisha for Muhammad, and a gisha for Tefillah. So the first two we understand, and let's explain it the way we explain it now. In the Mahalach of Chimay Ichpas, every chayfet stands by itself. When I meet another object that I decide to engage, I can engage him in battle and engage him in friendship. Both are a chibur. It says, and certainly Pius is a chibur. It's why I feel need to be inspired. That's a type of inyan, that's engagement. That's a gisha. We understand that. Milchama is also gisha. It says vayavak ish imoy. Vayavak is also miloshen dveikus. Rav says the one is lalas offer. One is you can't wrestle somebody unless there's physical contact. You can't. You have to be mizdabek to the person you're wrestling. Very famous thought from Rav Shimon Shkop that the reason why you're not gira nosha is to teach you that even if you fight ra, but the contact itself is poigaming you. The contact itself, it makes a ration. There is no such thing as fighting something. The muscle, if somebody has deus psulis and I want to write against it, I have to read his deus, I have to think about them, I have to reply to them, something stays with me. That's what Reb Shimon in his Akdamash Ayesha says, this Nakuda. So al kaponim in milchama, it also it's not v'chimay ich pasle. Milchama is I need to make contact. It's Chazal when they speak about Yaakov that he shouldn't have made contact with Esav. The lashon Chazal uses oiches ozne kelev. Let's say a person is walking by and a dog is sitting doing nothing, chewing his bone or something, and you walk by and you're afraid of the dog or you're afraid he's going to attack you, so you kind of pinch the dog or you slap him, supposedly to get him away from you. But tachlis, the dog itself was sitting and doing its own thing. And if you wouldn't have minded your business, it would have minded its own business, and that would be it. The fact that you went and badgered it, that started. So same thing with Esav, he could have not engaged Esav. He could have gone his way and he could have gone his way, and therefore each one is going his own way. On the other hand, the by Yehuda, the Vayigash over here meant he needed to make contact with Para, with Yosef. And Pius is one contact, and Muhammad is another contact. But both of them are types of Hagasha. We ask, what about the third Hagasha, Tefillah? And that's the Nakuda I wanted to explain. A person, for most, when we daven and we don't have kavana, so somehow the focus for most of the people is that the reason why we don't have kavana, for most of the people, it's because we don't think the davening works. We don't recognize the importance of davening, and we don't understand how helpful davening can be. A lot has to do with the focusing on davening. That is where we approach it. And b'meila, when we learn Musa about davening, we learn about how important it is and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us and how people have been helped by tefillah and so on. Emunah, tefillah, that's the area that seems to, when we speak about davening, that's the area that seems to be concentrated on. It's not exactly true. I mean, people who have a real chayla that's really close to them, really daven well about it. People that have a different mitzuka, parnasa, if it's really pressing, a person davens very strongly about it. If a person needs an eitz and he's lost, he davens not the chayin. That's not our real problem in tefillah. By and large, we're maminim, they maminim, and that's not the issue. The real issue is that 99% of tefillah, down deep, we really couldn't care less. I mean, semach dovid avchas atzmiach. It's very nice. Dovid melech wants to become melech, let him become melech. How much does it make a difference to me, really? And all of it, it's very nice. Nobody has any problems with it, but nobody cares very much about it also. There's a problem, v'chima ich pasle is probably the real factor that why we don't daven. And the shares in Shabbat Baruch Hu is also nice. The nice shares in Shabbat Baruch Hu is, but they don't engage anything. It's like the motor is running, but the car's in neutral. There's nothing engaged in it. There's no contact. None of the issues that a person has waiting, when a person davens, it engages and it goes. And tefillah is really the process. I think a lot of the effort in tefillah is to try to push your ritzoinus, the things that make a difference to you, into the davening. So a normal exercise davening well will be make a list of the things you really want and that really bother you, and here be mechavim this here, mechavim this, mechavim that. But what do you do with all the pesuk of the Zimra? What do you do with all the birchas krishma? It's the other way around. A person should have in his neshama, a person has it in his neshama, in yonim that misoirer. Sometimes a person who has inspiration, when he talks and he says words, they come alive. And when he says Ava Rabba and Avinu Malkeinu Bavu Avaseinu Shebotchu B'chov Atlanim Chukei Chayim Kinchoneinu Slamdeinu, the person says it, he lives it, and it touches you also. When you hear somebody who's inspiring, it's somewhere along the line, he touches, a person has an akuda, a person has an neshama, he has an akuda, it should be awakened by all those inyanim. So when a person davenes, he should be focusing on the davening, waking up something in him, rather than the other way around. A person just focuses on the word he's saying. Doesn't have to push his needs into the davening, but the davening should work on arousing his needs. Gisha is tefillah in the sense, it's two levels. On a physical level, you need to make contact with a lot of things, you either to fight it or to be mispiased with it. There are things you need to make contact to make a kesher with, needs to make contact to push it out of the way. Those are two gishas in opposite directions on level of olam ha'maisa. In the next olam, in the olam of nafshis, a tefillah is about the gisha that a person has. Learning, you can learn even things that are not relevant. The person can learn bar mitzvah, and that even though he'll never have a talus, they'll be fighting with somebody, he can learn kachim, he can learn tyrus, things that are not like, yeah. But that's, the sichlis itself doesn't have, it's obvious if a person feels it's useless or chasfam, or irrelevant, then it doesn't go. But as long as he's learning, he's into it, it's fine. Tefillah needs to touch a point in a person. And unless there's a point of contact, unless there's a gisha, it doesn't, then chima ichpasla is the real killer of tefillah. So if a person at least understands that, if a person focuses on the words he's saying and lets the words be pale on his nefesh, it's there to awaken that point of contact. Tefillah has itself a gisha. So let's, I guess, go back to the inyanim and that it'll get to us. The first nekuda is the v'chima ichpaslan of the shvatim, and it's an important nekuda, is also nageya to us. In other words, it's a midah nechayna not to do something unless there's a to'elas in it. A person should not be involved to go over to somebody and to be mochiachim or to give him etzes or whatever it is. A person has to ask himself, I take a responsibility every time I get involved with something. Am I mukhan to take the responsibility? For a person who's netiyah, it is to be involved in a lot of things. The word arev, the word arev, to mix, arbev, and or taruvis, like the word taruvis, and the word arvis are one and the same. It's where you combine two things that are separate. A person has to know, is this my nekuda v'achrayis? Is this not my nekuda v'achrayis? There is no such thing that a person does that gets involved in something and doesn't bear responsibility for what happens afterwards. Say, well, I just wanted to do this. I didn't think it would come out. It's very nice. If a person is d'achray, mashal ma'adav adayma. If somebody becomes sick all of a sudden, somebody has an accident, and there's a doctor around, but I like to be involved and I try to do something, then I'm responsible for everything I did. I need to ask myself, do I have the achrayas here? And there are different diagnoses. Sometimes a person is the etzem achrayas, sometimes a person is the makom shein shom ish. But if not, then it's not, the shvatim were not doing something wrong. Chazal said, don't get involved. For a person whose teva is to be involved, that's not a midah teva. Because every time you touch something, you become responsible, like a shoyl, like a shoyl shabadas, or like shlichus yad. You become chayef for it, and you have to know the responsibility of being chayef for it. G'day la'ilam would do everything but become achroi, because once they became achroi, you're responsible totally. Every single a shoyl shabadas or a Shlich Yad becomes chayv on oinsim also, even though it's not his fault anymore. But it's a tremendous burden, and it's a lack of appreciation of what achrayas is if a person lightheadedly jumps in and does things all over. That is one. One of my brothers once was like, yeah, shidduch, he had some shayla about, and he was very hesitant, and everybody's telling him, yeah, it's, you know, what's the difference? It's pretty good. He said, you know, the responsibility of the dairis at Saif HaYom on my shoulders. And if I have hesitations about something, responsibility doesn't allow you. It's only, for most people are willing to do it anyway, it's because they're lacking responsibility. So the first nekuda is a person should be wary of taking responsibility, and a person should say to himself, "Chima ich paslam." The second step is that the malchus is only through arvus. That, and it doesn't, malchus doesn't have to be the melech of kol olam kuloi. A rebbe in a classroom is also a melech in that response, in that sense. The godless is achrayus, and that's what godless is, and that's the second half of the chazal over there. That if a person is a kolzman is a chaver, he's got no responsibilities, and the first half of the pasuk applies. Once he becomes a melech, once he becomes an achroy, then faket, he has to engage, and he has to know that everything that's happening is his achrayus. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say, always speak about a chassan b'yem chupasai, is oyla l'gdula, it says, and that's why he becomes limcha v'ayin. So where's the oyla l'gdula of a chassan? I mean, what was the oyla l'gdula? So Reb Chaim said, because he became responsible. A ksuba is a document of responsibility. And that's what it is. It's interesting. I mean, if you ask somebody who's doesn't know anything, you ask him, what are they reading under the chuppah? Probably dedications of love and living happily ever after. And if you tell people, they'd be shocked. Maybe it's in Aramaic, so people don't know what it says. It says basically, I will support you in every way possible. And every single thing I have in my rishus is responsible for that support. And even the shirt off my back, as long as I'm alive and after I'm dead. That's the tekef of ksuvah. Because that's the first step that a person becomes an achroi kidin. That's where a person has to take achrayis. And that's where malchus starts. The chasnus daimel melech because he took achrayis. So then children are achrayis. And the people that are dependent on him. B'mokam shein shem ish. And if a person is zeicha to be marbet tayer, and if a person is zeicha to be other inyanim, whatever it is, there are times and steps in life that a person, he should be dachroi, and that's malchus. The aliyah l'gdul of a person is that he bears responsibilities, and there's no excuses. An arv becomes liable even though the other person dragged away all his money. I mean, I could go tell the malv, it's my fault, I didn't pay. He gambled and drank and ran away with the money. What do you want from me? The teretz is, that's a chayis. And that marks a gadol from a katan. A katan is not a bal achrayis, and a gadol is a bal achrayis. You're an achroi for yourself. Adam mu'ud lo'ilam. As soon as a person becomes 13, becomes adam mu'ud lo'ilam. A katan is pater on himself. A gadol is mu'ud lo'ilam, even when he's yashin. There is no such thing a person not being achroi on himself. And when we say a gadol is about das, what we really mean, the word das in that case is achrayis. He gets married, he becomes a chroi for another person, and he has children, becomes a chroi for a family, and so on. That is the mahalach of a person's godless works through arvus/achrayis. The third nekuda is that in the gisha, in the world of maisim, we understand what achrayis is. I'm responsible for this, I'm responsible for that, I have to do this, I have to be attacking this, I'm attacking that. That we understand. There's a second world of achrayis. The things that tefillah is the world of gisha. It's the world where there are things that matter to me, and the avoda of tefillah for us is that the Chazal gave us a nusra tefillah. They didn't wait for us to be mispalled that which bothers us, because if that was true, we'd never daven except for critical moments and different things. Chazal gave us nuschoyes so that our gisha to tefillah becomes a vehicle for gisha. If a person just focuses on the words he says on Semach David, Hashiva Sheikhtena, on Yishlaim Ircha, if he says those words focused and just listens to what he's saying, they're ma'orin him those nekudas. They bechreach engage the person in the world that he's supposed to engage to. And whatever Nekudinim is supposed to relate to each one of these inyanim, it relates to it. Side of Shiris and Sfas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, side of Oidah, side of all the Chalki Tefillah that are quote-unquote not relevant to us. So the Gisha that we spoke until now is all the Gisha of the Olam of the Olam of Maisa. The ultimate Gisha is the Gisha in Tefillah, where a person, Tefillah touches a person. It's the person becomes kosher to Malchus Beis David. If he davens and focuses on it, then he's niskasha to it. The Shlaim Irchon and so on. All those are niskasha. The big the mokrim where Godless thoughts and Kli Yisrael is this passion. Malchus the Avos were Avos, and each Av was a complete world for himself. That's it. Avram was Avram. It's a Yaakov. There was no music of Malchus. There was no music of. I mean, there were Makar of other people, but there was no Achrayus. Avram, Geirim went off. Yitzchak's Geirim didn't have any record of it. Yaakov's children are now in the process of coming together. But the stepping out of Malchus and the Bria is this parish over here. And we have Malchus of Yosef, who saw it on himself, the Achrayus, to bring the brothers down and to engineer this whole Mahalach there and down. And you have the Achrayus of Yehuda, that at the moment when it started being his Achrayus and other people's, you have a Gish of Yehuda, and that's the Sheirish of Malchus Beis David.